Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about stress tests. No, I'm not talking about the kind of stress test you do at the gym or at the doctor's office. We're talking about stress tests for mortgage interest rates. Bank regulators in Canada have instituted new rules designed to cool off markets that appear to be somewhat overheated. And they've done this by raising interest rates without actually raising interest rates. Now, how would you do that? Funny you should ask. The bank regulator is requiring lenders to implement what's called a stress test, which is to say, can a borrower handle a higher interest rate should a higher interest rate occur in the future, and force them to qualify at that future potentially higher interest rate rather than today's interest rate. Now, the way that the stress test works is all borrowers, as of January 1st of this year, are required to qualify at a higher rate than the actual rate. So, for example, the five-year benchmark rate for the Bank of Canada currently set at 4.99%, or at the current rate, which is contracted by the bank, plus a 2% premium if that rate exceeds the benchmark rate. So, if let's say you're currently pre-approved at, say, 3.5%, you would have to qualify as if your interest rate was 5.5%, which can dramatically reduce your buying power. So that definitely has the effect of reducing your purchasing power in the marketplace and cooling off the market, since the amount you can afford to borrow is significantly reduced. Now, this has also had another effect, which I don't know if the regulator predicted this, but it's pushed away a lot of borrowers away from the federally regulated lenders into the B lender market. We're talking about companies like Home Capital and private mortgage lenders. These lenders are not regulated by the federal government, so they can set their rates wherever they want to. So in addition to that higher qualifying rate, borrowers are being asked to spend less than 32% of their household income on housing costs, which includes their mortgage payments, their real estate taxes, and utilities. They're trying to make sure that that ratio, that percentage of your total household income, is not exceeded so that you are insured of affordability. So they're really boxing borrowers in, both in terms of the interest rate and in terms of what percentage of their household income they're allowed to spend on housing. Where this is particularly important is in major markets, cities like Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary, where the price of real estate is extremely high. The price of that real estate's been fueled by the influx of population and by the influx of foreign investment. One of the consequences of that is that domestic buyers, which overwhelmingly borrow funds, especially first-time buyers, they tend to borrow funds when they're purchasing a property, are disadvantaged compared with foreign buyers that overwhelmingly buy properties in cash. We know that financial regulators around the world are eyeing Canada's example very closely to see if this is something that they want to implement in their jurisdictions. In fact, I'm going to be seeing Mr. Doug Duncan, chief economist for Fannie Mae, later this week. I'd be very interested to hear his perspective, his take on whether a stress test like this would be under consideration in the United States. Central bankers often increase interest rates as a way of cooling off the economy. However, the problem with increasing interest rates is that the biggest debtor of all, which is the government, can't afford to pay that higher interest. So this is a way of creating the illusion of higher interest rates without creating the reality of higher interest rates, forcing people to qualify for a higher rate, even though the rate hasn't actually gone up. It's kind of a clever approach. Be very fascinated to see how this plays out. In the meantime, as you're paying close attention to interest rates, I'm sure you are, every single real estate investor is. Have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.